So be quiet. There we go. So I'm going to call the meeting to order at it's I believe 3 o'clock, and as per protocol, public comment, and there is no one here other than members and staff. So move on to two, consider an act on the minutes of March 19th, which should be a part in your packet. And if someone,
I'll move to approve them.
okay, excuse me, John Hambrook moved to approve. Someone second?
One second.
Thank you, Carol. Seconded. Any additions or corrections? Hearing none, all in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. And the motion passes unanimously. And I didn't mention for the recorder that besides the members present here, Mr. Toomey, we have, and Anna, we have Carol Franco, who's here remotely, so, and myself, Bob Moore. I'm going to go on to Memorial Day Parade. So, you want to go over what you have there for who's doing what? Just so we have a.
I really looked at, last year's and just trying to keep it, as close as we can, other than obviously the people from the schools who are coming in and speaking and performing. But greeting, we have Pam Sawyer opening a prayer from Pastor Brandon. We have the high school chorus coming in for the Star Spangled Banner. Pledge of Allegiance will be done by the Bolton Girl Scouts and Boy Scout troops that are also going to be in the parade walking.
Don't worry, we just started a minute ago. What?
Yes.
You what?
Paving down there, yeah.
No, the late at Hendy, because they closed the bridge at Long Hill, is now a new traffic light, and it's got everything all boxed up because none of the lights match.
Oh, really?
So it's bottleneck both ways.
Well, sorry about that.
I came up that way.
You tell me you didn't have any trouble.
Course not.
We're going to stop meeting like
Yeah, we do.
So Pam Sawyer just joined us as well.
My apologies
So
to everybody.
Pam, we just started going over our rough draft of our
Yeah.
our parade agenda.
And I'll back up. Instead of starting with the ceremony, I'll just go from the parade.
Right.
I'll start from the beginning. At 9:15, we'll all meet at the center school, everyone who is participating. And then once we get, hopefully it shouldn't take us any more than 45 minutes to get into line.
No, it shouldn't. It won't. It won't.
But
It's cat herding, but usually it goes
yeah,
pretty good.
sure. And then at 10 o'clock, we'll kick off from the center school up to town hall, where we will do the ceremony on the town green. But for order, we have state police, the color guard behind them. Do we know if we have the color guard in this year's parade?
Yes.
All right. And then after that, the selectmen, classic cars and other vehicles, the high school band, fire department and trucks, Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, and any sports teams from our recreation department who wish to show up.
So we're going to put the. We generally would have the antique cars. That's the last item to
The
go.
classic cars.
Right. Yeah. They go after the band. The band is generally follow up, and then behind them will go anything else. So.
Gwen did ask because she said she might be driving. I forget the name off the top of my head.
Yep.
Corvair.
The
A white
Corvair.
Corvair,
Yeah.
1964 white Corvair. Yes.
She asked to be behind the selectmen for that.
The small what?
Behind the selectmen in the parade.
Oh, it's part of the parade? Yes.
We can't do it for one.
No, that would be.
That would just be showing favoritism.
No, okay. No, we. No.
All right, I'll make note of that.
Just say, so, I appreciate you want to put the car in, but that's.
Can't have it look.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just doesn't. Yeah. Would
Yeah.
not look right.
I'll put these down.
Right.
All right. Once we all arrive to the ceremony, again, I'll go through the program. Greeting. We have Pam. Opening prayer, Pastor Brandon. Star Spangled Banner from the high school chorus. The Pledge of Allegiance.
Oh, me.
The
Oh,
Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts. All of the children in the parade will then place their flags at the ceremony. I got those in my office. Greeting from the Board of Selectmen. Military salute to the fallen. America the Beautiful by the high school chorus. We have a middle school student, Penelope Orfitelli, doing the Gettysburg Address, and Isabella Korzenowski doing In Flanders Fields. Patriotic Song by Bolton High School. Natalie Connolly will be the main speaker. She's actually a camp counselor. She has been for 3 years with us, so that's going to be great. Remembrance of the Fallen by John Toomey. Taps by Alexa Floors. And closing prayer by Pastor Richard Bratton, and then dismissing of attendees by Bob.
The first selectman listed high on the program.
Greeting from Board of Selectmen Rodney Forner. That'll be after all the children place their flags. So it's going to be Star Spangled Banner, Pledge of Allegiance.
Think we have
This is what was here
that we had
last year.
last time in that order. Okay.
When do you do your thing and have them invite people up? Is that then?
I think that is right after the Board of Selectmen military
Okay.
salute to the fallen.
There you go.
Yeah, and as I call them up
All
for
right.
that. So Pam will introduce me, and yeah, Pam does all that.
And I'll get updated copies of these for the day of. We'll have a water table with a big Gatorade jug with ice water and cups and. I mean, I should be on the other side of that paper, the double sided.
There it
No,
is.
even I didn't see that. No, yours is double sided. Mine is. Oh, you have that.
You can pass it down to a field. Okay.
Okay.
I didn't know if you all wanted to or not.
No, it'd be good. I'll give you yours back, your original.
Yeah, as I said
One
too,
more. Thank you. Thank you.
I'll double check with the highway department just to make sure that we can get that little spot closed.
Yeah.
Like I said, we have all the flags, water
It's, I think it's
table.
parks that set it up for us rather than saying this way because they're setting up the sound system and everything else. But
Yep, and they're all set for
and
that.
John's here, so
Yep,
we
yeah, talking with Dan should be good. And I do have a question. When the parade is coming through, they reach the ceremony. Anybody who's not participating, like those in their classic cars and vehicles, do they have a spot to, stay, or do they kind of just keep going and go back to their respective?
Well, that's a good question.
In the past, I think they just pulled over on the road
In part.
and parked
All right, perfect.
road. Yeah.
They cannot park on the green because we have children.
Yeah, so they don't park on the green, they
They just
on
park
the
on the
road.
side of the street. This wide enough, they can park on the side and participate.
Awesome.
That's what I've done in the past.
Sweet.
And when we see how many they're going to be there, we can maybe tweak it if we have to, if we have some of them just come around and park here, park in this parking lot,
Gotcha.
because there's plenty of room to park in here and in the back, depending on how many. I mean, three, four, five, no big deal. But if there's a lot of them, because they're going to be traffic, it might be easier.
They just park on the road.
Well, if they can park, if there's enough room, sure. Actually, that's pretty wide road. We shouldn't have an issue.
Okay.
Sweet. Yeah, other than that, feeling pretty good. I'll be there at 9 at Bolton Center School. I'll print out papers with the specific groups and then just tape them to our tag sale signs and put them around the parking lot just so
Okay,
people
good.
know where to camp out before we start.
One correction, just to add to when we do the refrain. His father, Richard
That was
Brandt.
father, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, anything else
That's
you
my fault. I didn't tell him that.
Nope, that's all right. He doesn't know the cast of characters yet. So, do the Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts know that they're stepping forward to lead the Pledge of Allegiance?
I'm going to ask a voice. a
Do
direct.
I think they know? They don't know, but we can tell
Would you?
them.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We tell the
Would
girls
yeah.
as well.
Would you?
We'll
Would,
tell them that day. Yeah.
you just have two people. The
We'll step. Oh,
last
just have
before
one
we
of
always
each?
had, huh?
Yeah, okay, yeah, we can get one of each.
Male and female. This would be. That's what we'd like.
We've done that in the past.
Right.
Just
Okay.
grab them. Well,
Okay.
it's a grab and go.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
And for Natalie Connolly, the main speaker, what is she going to be saying at the podium?
That's up to totally up to her.
Gotcha. All right.
We
In the
that's the
past, in my experience,
yeah.
in the past, there was a history professor at the high school that would review their thing.
Right.
They've been unbelievably good. I
Yeah.
mean, they're personal, they're short, they're meaningful,
Oh,
they're
yep.
yeah, it's
Yeah.
they're all those
So
things.
it's like a little, personal, but also
Talk
like
about Memorial Day.
Memorial Day as a it may have a right related to her family or friends or how they see it. So it's a and over the years it that's been the general key, but it can go pretty
Gotcha.
wide.
Yeah. So I'll double check with her just to make sure she's good for that. And if she has what, or if she knows what she's going to say, I'll kind of look it over just to
Oh
make
yeah.
sure if it's.
It's been determined that the seniors are not participating.
They can't get a driver
Okay.
for
the
Oh, really?
van.
Okay.
Because I do know that they reached out to drive the van, but.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the issue.
And in the past, I think it was the Girl Scout that used to throw candy.
Yeah,
And
they
the
all
pro
know not to.
yeah. And the problem that we had was that, first of all, there's more people in the parade than on the side. But and the people on the side tend to be older adults, so throwing candy out doesn't really and but what happens is whoever's following the Girl Scouts tends to veer off to get the candy that nobody picked up. So we completely lose. The Boy Scouts are completely gone.
Well, it's everything,
Yes.
funny.
It's hard to keep them in line when they're
See, I was never back there, so we never saw all that going
yeah.
on.
We just asked because this is a memorial. This is
It's a
not a Fourth
memorial.
of July
I get it.
parade.
I
Right.
get it.
It's
This
just a
makes sense. Yeah,
different.
no.
And it's a teaching moment too.
That's right.
Anybody have any questions here?
Bob, when would you call it in case of rain?
This is what we're going to talk about. We've done it different times, but I think we probably, because of the band, it's the key is the band thing. And we'd have to do it Sunday afternoon or Sunday night. I'm not sure. Calling it in the morning.
Don't we usually take it to the firehouse?
Real. Oh yeah, I mean it would just move.
Okay.
We would just instead of
At 10:30.
that's at 10:30. So
Take to the
in
firehouse.
any case, yeah, that gives it a chance for them to set up. That's the issue there. That would be a little later. Yeah,
So how do you call it? Do you call Carter? Do you call Chief?
we first I think you call the chief. And we'll call you because it's going to have to go on town website.
Yep.
They're calling you.
And
Can we send out
I mean, for me,
verbal call?
I think I'll double check that I have access to the town website, but I
No.
know I have access to the recreation.
Okay. Yeah. So we can put that out
I
there.
like the robocall idea too.
What? Robocall?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Who's that? Kathy can handle that. I'll check with her. Guess we have to do that.
Why don't you guys, the three of you, talk it over and figure something
Yeah, I
out?
think
It's a,
right now
it involves so many people.
I know. I hate to call it if it's just a drizzle.
But for the instruments,
And we were just talking about
the
that. And that
antiquars.
has always been the issue. It's not us. It's too many instruments out there and we can't take that chance. So I think we'll see what the forecast is, and probably Sunday afternoon and make the call that time. I think that's the safest way to do it.
Get the noon or 1 o'clock forecast.
Might go to around 6 o'clock forecast. Well, 1 o'clock, it'll know. I mean, there can't be that much any difference between six and
Not
one
too,
and six.
but
No.
1 o'clock is people plan time to plan the fire department time
Right.
to
Yeah.
do an evening. Yeah.
So one, let's say 1 o'clock. So Matt, nope. Grab my pad. I don't have the email address.
I think you do, but I'll
I
Google.
do?
Yeah.
You need a cell phone number.
That would be more important.
That's yeah,
Yeah.
exactly. Do you have myself?
I believe. Oh, I'll write
Here,
it down
write
just in
that.
case. Yeah.
4630249. In your cell.
Four. Sorry. You say that one more time, Bob?
4630249. And what's yours?
315. 546-5032.
5 0 what?
3-2.
3 2.
Cartoon party.
Okay. The 1 o'clock will make the call.
Yeah. So I think the hardest part will be all the students who it's not like I can, call the middle schoolers, tell them that they're
Right.
so. I'll try and also get specific contacts for the people coming from the school to let them know.
Yeah, you probably, yeah, maybe you could be able to do that tomorrow, I think. Yeah. Initially, just to let them know because of the weather, you can be notifying Sunday afternoon as to where to go.
Yeah. And some of the people with those antique cars, I don't know if I have their direct contacts. Because it was more of just kind of a blast out, show up if you
Right.
do. So
Right.
they do. They'll do it now.
Right. But that's most people with antique cars don't bring them out in the rain.
Gotcha.
I mean,
Right. Yeah.
they're very selective about that. So,
Awesome. Definitely.
I think, Pam, we got anything else in there? Thoughts on that?
Do we have larger flags as well, or just the minis?
Jim and Bruce were in talks with John, all of us, to get those big ones down to here. So,
So those are lots of times putting it back. This is the, what do you call me, 18 inches? The what we see at the cemetery,
okay.
small cemetery flag.
Those, I don't know if we have those wings.
And they usually are sort of in the back.
Okay.
And then the minis are for the kids.
Yeah.
And so somebody has to make sure that they get to the parade start, right?
Yep.
Was he,
For the minis,
are we passing them out?
they're right here.
Are we passing them out here or at the parade start for the carry
I'll
them?
bring them with me to the parade start to
I
make
think
sure.
I passed them out to the at the parade start so the kids can walk with them. If they're going to walk, we want them to
Good.
walk with them. Yeah. Are you gonna bring, you're gonna bring them with you then?
Yeah, they're in
Okay.
my office
All
now,
right.
so.
Okay. So I think I looked at them. Looks like we got plenty in there.
Yeah.
Paul, what are we missing? Paul, what are we missing?
I don't know.
I think, yeah, what we are missing is a good forecast. That's
Yeah, that's everything we need.
just what we need.
I've heard a real mix.
Yeah, for Monday.
Yep.
Yeah, and it's kind of like it's been changing.
It's
I
going to be
just,
over Sunday night. It's going to be over early in the morning. It's going to be blah, 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 blah.
yeah. So if it goes the other way, if this moves quicker or faster, we'll be all right. But if it doesn't, then it's firehouse. And we've done that a couple of times in recent years. It sets up a little different. Flags, I think we have the flags inside of the highway cones to hold them up. The only way you could hold them up. Those highway cones?
Yeah.
The flagpole fits right in them.
I thought they were all on bases.
Out here? No, I think they're in the ground. I'll check with John. If they have the bases, then we're good.
I don't ever remember seeing them see
Is
the
that
fire.
right? At the firehouse?
Oh, at the firehouse.
At the firehouse.
Oh, that makes sense. Well, if you got to try and get all five.
And that's no problem. They got cones at the firehouse. I mean, that's not an issue. We can use those. And if it's there, then they don't have to worry about closing this. It's different for that. All they have to do is make sure the speakers and stuff are over there. We can set up chairs for the band. So, in fact, it would be a setup similar to what we do for 9/11 without the
Yes.
vehicles inside.
There are a lot fewer people that come with this.
Oh yeah, that really limits it to just
Perfect.
not sure. But
Usually parents of the kids that are performing and
right.
a few veterans and
Right.
family of the fire department.
That's why we hate to postpone it, but what are you gonna do? We've never you don't can't postpone it. We just have an alternative site.
We've done it, what, twice in the years I can remember?
Oh yeah.
Or three times, maybe?
I think 3 times. Norm was always the good luck. We never had to do it when he was doing it.
He did it for what, 50 something
Oh,
years?
some years, yeah.
Yeah.
It was, yeah.
And then his kids did it for a few years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyhow. All right. I think this is great. Make a little minor adjustments as to it's Reverend instead of Pastor, and I think we got it.
Yeah.
Father.
Father. Reverend Father? Father. Yeah, Father. Richard Bratt.
And the car and the, our cars will be put as.
Yep, I'll move that down to
And what are we thinking about for an end car? We have a last car?
the caboose.
Yeah. You got one?
Have a caboose.
Maybe Paul can ride his tractor down and be the roundup. Kidding.
All right. Well, thank you. I think we're good on this. And
Let me say we've got about 6 chairs.
Yes.
We're going to have water of some kind.
Yes.
Thank you for all your coordination.
Yeah, really.
No problem. That's what I'm here for.
I appreciate it.
Justin,
And
you started, we started, you did the wrap up. That's just been fabulous.
yeah, like I was saying, I was talking to them. I'm excited for next year to, start from the beginning, and be there for all whole planning. So,
Very special thank you to Kathy Walsh, who created the book, The Master Plan of How to Do It, and put it in plastic sleeves, and it's all ready to go for the next generations.
And once you go through it once, you get a feel of all the issues.
And it's such a cute little sir. I mean, it's just so Bolton.
Right. And it's been this virtually the same with just some minor tweaks, and they're truly minor since day one. All right.
We have one question for you militaries. 3 years ago, we had a gentleman here who was had served in the British
Right.
Navy, our army, UK. How would we say thank you to our veterans and those of our allies?
We can
If there are
also, I can
any
also mention allied if there are any allied veterans.
Allied Force veterans.
Yeah. That's interesting. Don't know if you have any around anymore, but yes, mention that as well. Yeah, people currently serving.
Well, why don't, if somebody thinks of something, why don't we just mention it at under other at number 9? If we think of something as they're going along.
Sure.
Yeah. But I think, this thing's pretty well in good shape. I'll make a note. 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock is. I don't want to. Well, D-Day is not. That's a bad one. The two is 1 o'clock.
Where will Where will this be posted?
It's Instagram, Facebook, and then I'm also going to
be. It's online everywhere.
In
multiple times. I look on Facebook, it's all over Facebook.
Can you also put it by the door up here?
Yeah, absolutely not.
Yeah. And library has a copy?
I can get them one.
Yeah, give them a copy. That'd be the other one.
Senior Center, too?
Yeah,
yeah.
No idea. And I'll put it at the hardware store where everybody goes.
I took down your sign.
Thank you.
Yeah. The next day. I didn't take it down ahead of time.
Well, that's good.
I think in the future, they should post that earlier before people make other plans.
Yeah, I think we were
great
this year.
At least 2 or 3 weeks ahead.
Yeah.
I don't remember posters before, so I think it's
yeah,
it's quite lovely. It's a new tradition.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe add that to the book.
Yeah.
A copy of the poster. Put it out. What did you think? 3 weeks ahead?
I think so.
Yeah. All right. Sure.
Keep this stuff clear. Yeah.
Beginning of May. Yeah. And it's nice too that not a lot of different information changes on it, just the year and the date.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, yep. So.
And the highway department will put out the cones to block off in front of town hall.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to confirm with them today just to make sure that they're good.
Are we leaving Veterans Way open?
It all stays open.
Sure.
Because the fire trucks have to come around and come in, and we allow people to go behind us.
Yeah. Will you guys all be here for the parade?
I'm not sure if I can be here.
We'd love to have you.
I want to be here. Yeah, I'm going to try.
I'm sorry, I can't be here. I'll be away.
Well, enjoy your vacation.
Yeah. And the new puppy.
And my new puppy, that's right.
Wait a minute. That's the important part.
Yeah.
What I said.
Thank you. What's the puppy's name?
Mia.
Mia. All right.
Mom,
I was just going to say.
Not as exciting as my Chi-Chi Chihuahua.
Nope. All right. I think that's it on Memorial Day that I can think of. Pam or anybody else? Wait. All right, so we're good.
Thank you. I appreciate
Thank you.
It.
Thank you.
And we will be in touch on Sunday. And if they give a really devastating forecast, like even Saturday, we'll call it earlier.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And you two will talk to Kathy about using the town emergency.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see if they can use that. Because that's canceling a parade would probably be an important issue to put out. We use it for voting and stuff.
Yeah. Perfect.
Thank you.
Thanks, sir.
Take care.
So before you got here, Pam, item 5 we were talking about.
Here, 301. Boy.
No, that was before the meeting started.
Oh, all right.
This was just in general discussion. And the comment was centered around that the presentation was so powerful, it could have been on Broadway.
That was good.
So.
Thank you.
Was it recorded? Was it recorded?
No, it was not.
No, I never thought of it.
I did.
Oh.
But because it's a private individual.
Oh, right.
That's a state employee. And he performs all over the place. I didn't want to create an issue of copyright or.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Because it'd be like taping a performance at a Broadway.
At Bushnell and then posting it somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, but what we can do is ask him where else he's going to be performing.
So we can at least put a list out.
We could put something else out that. I want
to. If you want to go see it,
yeah,
here's where it'll be. Yeah.
And you and
the other,
pardon me?
The other thing is we're trying to get him to come to the either senior center or library in September and do his Professor Jim portrayal, who is a highly honored custodial sextant for Trinity College from the 1780s, and he lived to be 90 years old. And he does a marvelous job. And I said, so do you wear a wig? And he takes off his hat and he says, no, I've got enough gray hair. So that, and his views of all the wars that he's seen, the changes he's seen as a Black man. And here he is in a higher education institution. So we're looking forward to having him come back to town.
Oh, yeah.
And one of the things that Mr. Johnson said to me afterwards, through text, we were texting back and forth, how much energy there was in the room. He said it just made him just come alive. It was so easy to portray Jordan Freeman. And tell a story about what he was using for a weapon. So he's a soldier. He was not a soldier of Revolutionary War, but he was fighting at Fort Griswold beside soldiers.
Right.
And so as his portrayal, when he goes to schools, he cannot take even a replica weapon.
Right. Can't take a knife, can't take a blade. But at the battle, there was, the hills are just dirt around Fort Griswold. Right. Now, I don't know what it was then. And the walls were all sticks, with sharpened sticks.
Yeah.
And so he had taken one of those, ripped one off, and in his portrayal, he had piked somebody and killed him. And so in the demonstration, he wanted to have a long pole. Well, he couldn't bring a pike. He can't bring anything sharp. So what he brought was a stick with a little hook on the end of it, like this, that... I mean, school I grew up with, that's what they used to reach up and
pull out the window.
Right. You would look at it, you go, yeah, I don't want that. Why is he bringing that?
Yeah.
But he brought it because he asked Davin Duffy, teenager, you know, like, what is this? I don't know. He has no idea.
No idea.
Right?
So
no
I idea. Asked everybody else to raise a hand if they knew what it was.
Yeah.
Everybody else.
All of us with great gray hair.
Gray hair. Yeah.
We knew what it was.
Mm-hmm.
So, no,
that was his amazing. Prop.
Great prop.
Great word.
Yeah.
That was his prop.
So.
Well, I just want to say thank you to you all because he was pleased to be asked. And I want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to move forward with it.
Yeah.
No, I'm glad you did. This was.
I had seen him one other time in doing another portrayal of the private that he does for the Civil War.
Yeah,
that'd be cool. So, under veterans exemption, no change, no nothing. I have not, quite frankly, done anything. So I was away for a week, and I'll bring this amount because some of it has to do with Memorial Day. We did a river cruise from Paris to Normandy. So we spent a day in Normandy. And that was a very emotional day for anybody that goes there.
Yeah.
Incredible. And it was interesting because we were there when France was celebrating its Liberation Day. So that's when basically the Nazis get moved out. So from Paris all the way down there, they had flags out. French and American flags.
Oh,
nice. Yeah. So it was really, you know, we're so glad. I mean, it was tough going at this time when we were going, but we went during that. And everybody on that boat just mentioned, says they were really amazed on how, when you were speaking to people on the side, how much they appreciated the Americans.
Mm-hmm.
You would not know that listening to what's out there in today's world.
Media.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's for sure.
Whatever.
Might
not hear it.
Yeah.
Well, it's a different time, a different world right now.
Yeah. And, you know, that boat, basically a lot, good number of those folks were senior, very tired or retired or something like that. But either way, so everything, stuff like that really made an impression. Certainly me, but everyone around us it did. So I wanted to mention that, particularly with Memorial Day coming up. Also had a chance, historically, you were talking about our revolution and the what how France played in it and everything else. And so I got to say, well, you know that in our town, Rochambeau had his camp right here
Okay.
and stayed overnight. That was a day found that really fascinating and interesting that we actually had, some relationship with all that. But they're very much in tune to that part of their history and our history. It was very cool. And then with the Normandy issue, because we were on, they brought us to Omaha Beach, which was really the bloodbath of the of D-Day. So pretty impressive, pretty emotional, but well worth. If anybody, you get a chance, go. And that one, though. We'll move on to a new business. Oh, the retirement box. What we needed to come up with, Pam, and I didn't think of it, is a size.
I need a size, yes.
And I
My
was,
son is willing to make it, the wooden one. And I just need numbers.
Is it for interior?
Well, the one for the
Or
interior. He's not doing this, the metal one.
No,
He's
this
doing
would
the wood.
this be interior.
Interior.
Nope.
So we need to find a location to be able to give him a size.
I would say
Well,
this would be the place.
yeah.
okay.
As much as we looked at the library, there's no room.
Will you ask the selectmen, please? Because you know people in high places.
Yeah.
If they would please put it on their agenda for the beginning of June. Can we place it on
A permanent,
place?
yeah.
Not on the stage
No.
because of access.
No. Has to be
We put it
somewhere.
on the floor.
There's plenty, there's room here to do it. Yeah.
And it will be on casters, as
Right.
we've talked
Yeah.
before.
Right.
That way it can be
Can be
moved.
moved around. Yeah.
And do
Uh,
you, what do you want written on it? We have to think of that too.
Yeah,
Because
because I didn't
otherwise it
think of
looks
it.
like a box.
Right.
Do we want a flag on it with inscription?
Can he do printing?
I believe so. I think he has a laser. I'm not sure.
Don't know what you put on flag retirement. No, it's not.
We're going to see what they have on.
Retired flags. Retired flags. Or retired flag donations.
Retired U.S. flags.
Yeah.
Retired U.S. flag.
Yeah.
Oh, that's out. I'm not quite
Of
sure.
course.
Just another word.
You don't want to put the word donation.
No.
That
No.
no.
No. No.
Not a
No.
Jazz
Not a
punch
donation. No.
the ones that
Because
you can
we're gonna
buy
disposing of them.
that
That's
are
right. But I
metal.
want to, do something to make it active.
Right.
Otherwise, you look at it and you say, "Well, yeah, that's it.
Right.
It's there."
Place retired flags here.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
Yeah. There we go.
Retired U.S. flags here.
Right.
Yeah, that's
Make
better.
sure everyone U.S. flags. And.
Yeah, that's good.
Is that good?
We'll try to do a flag on top too,
We'll
to
check.
make it stand out.
We'll check with John here before he leaves. They're interviewing a couple of kids for summer jobs, I think. And then once they're done, I'll catch them and get them in. I'll get that to you.
Yeah, because then you can start on
Get
that.
going on it.
Isn't that gracious of him
Oh, he's a good
to do
guy.
this for his mother?
Oh,
His
I
mother.
always have little projects for them. They're my kids,
Yeah, of course.
Absolutely. And we're honored that
And
he
they I
did.
do a lot for them. So It balance. There's a balance.
Wait a minute. Plus, you have a history of doing stuff for them your entire life. So,
right,
you know,
right.
Let's face it, you're a
Right.
mom.
They never say no.
About the first 9 months.
Right. No, no. No, I didn't do anything on the old business, Public Act 25, but to include Section 23.
Is that the veterans exemption?
Hmm?
Is that the veterans exemption?
Yeah, that's the one that they're looking to do the as an ordinance and make sure it's in, it,
would you ask the selectmen
I'm gonna check with that.
Please put it on their agenda for June, the 1st of June also, to get a report back from the town
from the attorney on
and what the status is.
And that's it. Now we're down to nine other.
Yeah. We need to, so the weather is broken and we have fairly dry grounds. We need to go out and have a walk around to decide what we want as a committee to recommend with Mather Clark.
Yeah, Mather's ready when we are.
So let's see if we can line up a date.
Yeah, now that the weather's reasonable within the next, try and get something lined up in the next couple of weeks.
Mr. Mather Clark is a renowned landscaper and lives in town, born and raised, and we'd like his opinion on how to be able to place more stones. And I would like to please ask, would you invite Barry Stearns to be in attendance?
To who, I'm sorry?
Barry Stearns.
Oh, Barry, yeah.
He's
You probably can do it in some early evening. Mm-hmm. Probably, you know, now that's, you know, it's light and comfortable.
We could do it at 6 o'clock.
Like at six, mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we'd be,
it's like he's home from work and.
Will you take care of that?
Yeah. I see Mather all the time. I put in my, I have four exclamation points next to that. So put it up front.
Is there anything else anybody can think about for the Memorial Day Parade that since we've been stewing on it?
No, just hope for the weather.
We have a weather witch in the group.
We need to pray.
Absolutely.
That always helps. All right. In that case, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we adjourn.
Pam Sawyer made the motion to adjourn.
Aye. Wait,
no, that's a second.
Well, I thought a German didn't need a second, but I second it.
All in favor?
All in favor. Aye. It passes unanimously. Thank you. Thank you all. Appreciate your attendance today.
Robert's rules of order. Does a German motion need a second?
You're going to look me up. Oh, damn.